اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi and we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, brother Mahdi. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of different interesting parts. First, we're going to talk about a Quran reciter. And then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter preceded by its English translation. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Faraj. This Egyptian reciter was born in 1927. Despite being blind, he memorized the Noble Quran and learned recitation techniques from Sheikh Ahmad al-Ashmuni. In 1962, he managed to pass the Egyptian radio entrance exam. He was one of the powerful reciters in terms of memorization of the Noble Quran, and this trait gave him a firm self-confidence during recitation. He pays a careful attention to tajweed rules, including place and manner of articulation of Arabic letters and lengthenings. He also observed the rule waqf wal-ibtida carefully. His voice was very similar to Sheikh Muhammad al-Bushi, who was a famous reciter who lived before Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Faraj. His style is so unique and specific that can rarely be imitated. This great Egyptian reciter passed away in 1977 at the age of 50. May Allah bless him. Now, dear audience, let's listen to the recitation of verses 85 to 94 of Surah Al-Hijr, recited by Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Faraj. Let's enjoy it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وإن الساعة لآتية فاصفح الصفح الجميل إن ربك هو الخلاق العليم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به وقل إني أنا النذير المبين كما أنزلنا على المقتسمين الذين جعلوا القرآن عظيم فوربك لنسألنهم أجمعين عما كانوا يعملون فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين صدق الله العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 85 to 94 of Surah Al-Hijr, recited by Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Faraj. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, Brother Mahdi, we have this concept in Tajweed which says that the Sakin letters, they should either be pronounced with Ghalqala or without it. So we have the rule of Ghalqala with respect to five letters.
That's
will
right.
be Jed. All the other remaining letters in the Arabic alphabet, whenever they're Sakin, should not be pronounced with Ghalqala. And this is more difficult than observing the rule of Ghalqala itself. In these verses, we had several Sakin letters. Ones that needed Ghalqala and ones that didn't.
Ta is one of them.
Ta is one. Ra is one of them. Noon is one of them. Ayn, Zay, and so on and so forth. At the beginning, we have وَمَا خَلَقَنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ. Okay, خَلَقَنَا.
خَلَقَنَا.
Yes, the Qaf has Qalqala. We said that we have to allow the articulators to come apart right when they touch the place of articulation of that letter of Qalqala. The place of articulation of
Qaf
is the deepest part of the tongue and the uvula.
Yeah, the soft palate.
Not the soft palate.
Is it the uvula?
Yes, it's the uvula. Qaf.
Lower than actually the soft palate.
Yeah, it's a little further back. If we said soft palate, that was incorrect. I think we said that qaf, kaf is actually closer to the soft palate than qaf. But they're really close to each other. Anyways.
Okay.
So, we know this is the place of articulation of qaf. Right when the back of the tongue touches the place of articulation of qaf, it should come apart. It should retract. You should not keep it in that place of articulation. If you say wala qad, if you say wama khalaqna as-samawat, that's incorrect. Wama khalaqna as-samawat. So this is qaf. And now another thing about qaf is the fact that it has
isti'la.
It has the characteristic of isti'la, which necessitates tafkhim. The letters that are sakin among the letters of istirla, they have to be pronounced with the second lowest level of tafkhim.
And by tafkhim, we mean thickness.
Thickness, the heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
And we could even say the density of the pronunciation of these letters, the letters of istirla.
Yeah, or practically with a full mouth.
Yes, a full, and usually the mouth opens vertically, okay, not all the time, but mostly, especially for Fatha and Alif al-Med. Okay. Okay, so we have to apply the second lowest level of Tafkhim. How do we do that? We do this by making sure that the mouth is in a neutral position. we don't round the lips. We don't spread the lips. We don't open the mouth vertically. وَمَا خَلَقَ It's only in the mouth. The lips are not involved. And this would be the second lowest level of tafkhim. Now, other examples of ساكن letters that we have in these verses. وَلْ The lam is ساكن. There should be no قَلْقَلَ وَلَأَرْضُ That's incorrect.
وَلْأَرْضُ
Yes. وَلْأَرْضُ Okay, the ra also shouldn't have qalqala. So if you say wal arada, that's incorrect.
Yes.
Wama baynahuma. We have a sakin ya. Okay.
It's a kind of a thing, mad.
It is a madulin.
Yes.
Because it's preceded by a letter with a fatha.
It's a kind of diphthong.
It has lean. Lean means softness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pronounced harshly. Okay, so you don't say bainahuma or yawm bainahuma. Mm-hmm. It's very soft.
They're very close to diphthongs in English.
Yeah, that's right. Because ya and waw are both semi-vowels.
Yes.
If you keep on making the sound of
yeah,
ooh, or it becomes a waw, and e becomes a ya.
That's right.
Illa bil haqq. The qaf here has a sukun due to waqful iskan.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a tashdeed. So what are we supposed to do? We have to pronounce two qafs, right?
Yes. And both are sakin.
Both are sakin. And we should not release the first one.
This is the point. We should not release.
We should not release the first one. We only release the second one. So it's illa bil haqq. See, only the second
illa
one.
إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ
Yeah, there's a small pause between the first qaf and the second qaf.
If we say حَقُ, it actually we won't have tashdeed.
If you say بِالْحَقُق, that's like
and
you
this
are,
is again another
that's,
mistake.
Yeah, you should not say like that.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to do that, actually. وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَهُ We have two ta'u ta'neeth. Ta'u ta'neeth is a ha that's written like a ta with two dots above it.
Yeah.
And it's only pronounced during wasl. If you do waqf on a letter that has, on a word that has ta'u ta'neeth, you should pronounce it like a ha.
Mm-hmm.
So here we see that we have one with a fatha during wasl and another one with sukun because of waqful ibdal.
So this is why we pronounce it sa'ata atiyah.
As-sa'ata la'atiyah.
As-sa'ata la'atiyah. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق